Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Dating apps have been ordered to address sexual assault on their platforms, pushing them to either make changes or face regulation. The government has requested that the online dating industry develop a new voluntary code of practice to protect Australians using their services. The code, to be implemented by mid-2024, would include commitments to supporting at-risk users, improving safety policies and practices, and greater transparency about harms. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says if the codes aren't developed, there will be consequences.
If the code is not delivered or does not deliver the improvements that are being sought in terms of improving safety for Australian users, I will not hesitate to take further action, including regulatory and legislative measures.
She says the government will take advice from Australia's eSafety Commissioner on any possible regulations, but they could include complaints handling, dealing with law enforcement, and including safety features. The Federal Environment Minister is being taken to court this week as she has been accused of failing to protect the Great Barrier Reef and Australia's other natural treasures from climate harms caused by coal mining. The federal court will hear the case against Tanya Plibersek in Melbourne this week. The Environment Council of Central Queensland is pursuing the minister after she refused its request to reconsider the full scope of climate impacts from two coal mining projects at Narrabri and in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. The organisation says the outcome of the case could have implications for major coal and gas projects across Australia. The companies behind the two projects, Whitehaven Coal Subsidiary, Narrabri Coal Operations, and Mark Energy, have joined the proceedings in support of the minister. Ukrainian forces say they have captured the village of Klishchivka from Russian troops after months of fierce fighting. The village is south of Russian-occupied Bakhmut and comes days after Ukrainian forces say they liberated the nearby village of Andrivka. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the units of the armed forces for their progress in regaining territory in the east of the country.
I would like to especially recognize the warriors who are gradually regaining Ukraine's territory in the area of Bakhmut. The 80th Air Assault Brigade, the 5th Separate Assault Brigade, the glorious 95th and Fury Joint Assault Brigade of the National Police. Klishchivka, well done.
Klishchivka, молодці.
And in rugby, Wallabies coach Eddie Jones insists that Australia's World Cup dreams are not over despite their shock loss to Fiji. He believes the team can improve their performance and beat Wales to move forward through to the quarterfinals. The team were defeated 22-15 today in their first loss to Fiji in 69 years and their first ever at a World Cup. This leaves the Australians in danger of missing the tournament playoffs for the first time. The Wallabies could not match the power and pace of the Pacific Islanders, who say they entered the match with what they called a do-or-die mentality. The Wallabies will need to take the same mindset into their third match against the unbeaten Welsh team next Monday. I'm Sam Dover. This is SBS News in Easy English.